Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is Sabres general manager Kevin Adams, earlier with the media on Craig Anderson, who re-signs today on a one-year deal. Goaltender will be one subject we talk about, maybe the subject we talk about the most, here with Anthony Chandra from Expected Buffalo, who joins me, Joe DiBiase, now on the West Hur Hotline. Anthony, how's your day going?
Going pretty good, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I liked your tweet. Uneasy? Is that the way to describe the Sabres goaltender situation right now for you? Uneasy?
I think that's right. There's a lot of time. There's a lot that can happen. So cautiously optimistic, but relatively uneasy.
Yeah, that was maybe directly related to, so if you missed it, Adams did say that they've been in touch with Dustin Tokarski's camp, which would feel a little weird, especially if that meant for the NHL. We'll get to plenty of other hockey stuff with Anthony here. But, Anthony, I think, I don't know, would you still bet on there being a guy that comes in on top of Anderson in today's move, maybe says more about Luukkonen being in Rochester than, oh, they're going to go into the season with Luukkonen and Anderson, and that's their plan A?
Yeah, I think so, right? So if I had to place a bet, I would say that they're going to still pursue a 1A option and then maybe make a decision as who's the primary backup, whether that's Anderson, UPL, or maybe they rotate, right? UPL spends time in Rochester and Buffalo. We'll see, right? But I think the organization's keenness on keeping Anderson around probably says more about UPL than anything else, or maybe they're just not 100% convinced they're going to be able to obtain, you know, that 1A, and they want an insurance policy. So I have no issues personally with Anderson being back. It's fine. It's just the only way it wouldn't be fine is if their plan is to roll Anderson UPL tandem, which I don't really feel will be the case.
By the way, you can check out Anthony's stuff. First of all, his Twitter, at Expected by Anth, A-N-T-H, Expected Buffalo as well. Do you have a favorite idea for who the Sabres 1A goalie should be?
Yeah, I think depending on, you know, I've said it since the beginning. This summer, I really don't want to see any signings with term, right, unless it's for, the, you know, an elite player, if they get one via trade, like maybe a center or something like that. But so if we're talking free agent options, I like the idea of Jack Campbell, but I feel like he's going to get 4 or 5 years potentially, mm-hmm. right? So I don't know that I'd be on board for that. Braden Holtby is an interesting idea in free agency because you could probably overpay him on a two-year deal where in the next 2 years the Sabres don't really have to worry about the cap ceiling. So you can afford to give him a little more money. I think via trade, Semyon Varlamov, if he'd be willing to move, waive his no-movement clause, would be a really interesting idea, kind of a short-term option while your younger guys continue to develop. So there's guys out there. I mean, even if you want to go a little bit more of a pipe dream idea of John Gibson and Jonathan Quick, right, those guys are conceivably and reportedly available to varying degrees, right? So there's no shortage of options. It's a saturated goalie market, so, and that's probably why I'm pretty optimistic that they're going to ultimately end up with a 1A on top of Anderson.
Quick is 1 year. John Gibson, are you into that? Because that's, including this year, I believe, pulling it up now, 5 years at $6.4 yeah. million. And the numbers haven't been great on him. But I feel like I don't know who it was from, so maybe I want to take it with a grain of salt. But I feel like I've heard a defense of, yeah, his numbers have been bad because he's under duress every single moment that he's behind that blue line.
Yeah, I think his individual numbers are pretty rough, but I mean, when he was playing well, and you're, like you said, it's the last couple of years, but before that, he was really, really excellent. So you would be banking to a degree on him kind of finding his groove in a better system, right? And you know, I think moving forward here, maybe not right this second, but moving forward, the Sabres defense looks pretty solid, especially up front. So you could potentially convince yourself that he can regain that form, you know, on this team. But it would really depend on the cost for me. A lot of the reports I've heard and read about, you know, are saying first round pick and a high end prospect. I don't think I'd be on board for that, right? So if you're talking like the 16th overall pick and JJ Paterka, I'm pretty sure I'd say yeah, thanks, but no thanks. While if he hits his ceiling again, right, he gets back to his former self, you're pretty happy with that trade. But it's just too big of a risk for me, especially where this team is at. With Devon Levi, you know, kind of 3 to 4 years out from being an NHL starter. You've got UPL, and there's always goalie options. So I wouldn't be super keen on that idea unless the price is considerably lower than what's been speculated.
Back on Craig Anderson for a moment, who signs the one-year deal with the Sabres today. What really was last season for him? I mean, he cleared my expectations, I think, for what I thought he was going to be as the Sabres' number one. Kevin Adams, this week, even on our station, Anthony, has talked a lot about how he inspired the blue line and he gave our team a chance to win every time he was in there. For you, how good was he really last year for the Sabres?
He was a bottom third of the league starter to me. So he was a below average starter, which for that team was fine. But I'll tell you what, though, on top of that, and I think this is what the organization likes about him beyond, you know, his around 90, just over 90% save percentage, I think it was. But I think what the organization really likes is what you just mentioned, that leadership, right? How he was in the room, him helping bring on this new culture that they're very adamant to kind of flush the old ways in the past and really kind of from scratch almost rebuild the culture and the outlook in Buffalo. So I think that's what they like about him most, just having him around these young guys coming up, the effect he had on the existing young guys last year, to the point where they'd be comfortable enough having him be a rotational guy. Because you got to remember, he missed a ton of time last year. He didn't play nearly as many games as he was supposed to, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean, presumably with the Sabres goalies app, you'd have thought he'd have gotten a lot more games, but that didn't happen because he was hurt for so long. So if he's healthy and can stay, you know, I guess active and consistent, if he could get them 30 good starts this year, I think they'll be pretty happy with that.
The number two, like, even if they add one of these 1A guys, Campbell or Varlamov or whoever it may be, Luukkonen, I mean, if he goes down to Rochester and he has a month of, like, really good hockey for the Amerks, I mean, that might not be that hard of a situation to figure out if Anderson is here and Lukanen's just knocking on the door like, hey, I'm ready to do this. I mean, they'll figure it out, but that might be all it takes. It might be, right like, a month of good Luukkonen play before suddenly Anderson is their number three.
Yeah, very, very conceivable, right? And even if he's got a really strong camp, you know what I mean? And we got to remember, Anderson still kind of has a lingering injury, lingering ailments at the end of the year. So you don't know how, you know, up to snuff he's feeling right now. But yeah, there's a lot of factors that can play into it. I would have Craig Anderson penciled into one of those two spots in Buffalo right now, but that is definitely subject to change.
Anthony Chandra on the Wester Hotline. Anthony and Chad Dietemenis' first expected Buffalo mock draft came out the other day. Do you have a guy for number nine that you're campaigning for?
Man, you know, it's so funny because I've seen all these mocks, and it's always they've always got a different top eight, right? So it really depends on the board, how the board falls. I like Frank Nazar, who's from the USNTDP, committed to Michigan, centerman. I think he's fantastic. I see a very bright career for him. One guy who Chad has kind of warmed me up to is Marco Kasper. He plays for Rogel in the SHL, another center who's kind of climbing up draft boards. He's kind of getting compared to Anton Lundell, the Florida Panthers prospect. So there's definitely some interesting names. I think that you're going to have a guy there at nine, multiple guys there at nine, who you're going to be very, very happy walking away with.
Is there any position you think the Sabres should, if all else is equal, we take this position because our pipeline is a little bit depleted. Is there one position more than the other where you'd go into it thinking, like, if one of the three picks, you'd really like to see them add this position?
They need to restock their coverage at center. Absolutely. I'm a very big proponent of best player available, but like you just said, in a scenario where they've got guys ranked, you know what I mean, similarly or equally, I think you go with the center. Their pipeline in that regard is pretty weak. Everywhere else it's relatively strong, but you know, I think they'll probably take two forwards and a defenseman if I had to guess, and that's assuming they make all three picks and there's no trades before then. But I can see a situation like that where they try to maybe get another right-hander in the pipeline, because the only one you really have right now is Oskari Laaksonen on the blue line, and then you know, target a couple, maybe two centers, but at least two forwards.
Last thing for you, Anthony. I've kind of been throwing this around at everybody that I've been talking to in the last week, because it's still, maybe it shouldn't be that amazing to me, but it's still kind of amazing to me that at DraftKings, the Sabres had the 19th best Stanley Cup odds. What's your reaction to that? Does that sound right to you? Does that crazy, not even that they couldn't finish 19th, but that a sports book out there would be thinking, oh yeah, they're the 19th best team going in right now?
Yeah, I think maybe a tad generous, but I think it's about right. I think the Sabres, if they fortify their lineup the way we expect, right, by adding a top four defenseman, veteran guy, adding a 1A goaltender, and maybe doing something at forward, just one add there just to kind of round things out. I can see them being right on the fringe of playoffs, because, you know, top 16 teams theoretically, right, make the playoffs. So 19th being on the fringe like that, I think that's relatively close.
All right. I think so too. Like, I can see the scenario, of course, where that happens. Feel like it has to come with a goalie upgrade. But in making those odds, they might be assuming that that's going to happen, honestly.
Right. Yeah. When they regroup on that, you know, at the end of the offseason, if the Sabres still have only UPL and Anderson, you know, I'm thinking that number goes down.
Oh, 100%. 100%. All right. Follow him on Twitter at expectedbyanth, ANTH. Check out his stuff at Expected Buffalo. Always a good chat. Anthony, thanks for joining me, man. And we'll talk again soon, hopefully, but at least before the start of the season, I'm sure.
Sounds good to me, Joe. Thanks for having me on, man.
No problem. Anthony Chandra of Expected Buffalo.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.